This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one coming in 3, 2, 1.
Yes, USDA released their annual prospective plantings report, and it put all cotton acreage at 8.8 million acres, and that breaks down to just under 8.7 million acres of upland, and then the ELS plantings are called for at 144,000 acres.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So if we look at the acreage by region and start in the southeast, plantings in the southeast were put at 1.87 million acres. That's down about 3% from where we were in 2008. We move on to the mid-south, and plantings were 1.67 million acres, roughly an 11% drop from where we were in 2008. In the southwest, which is the largest region in terms of acreage, 4.9 million acres, and that compares to 5.2 million acres, or a 6% decline. And then finally in the west and upland, 238,000 acres. That's down about 19% from where we were a year ago. And then in terms of the ELS, that's off about 18%, and all of those acres occur in the west, the bulk of it in California.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think in part that reflects some of the changes that we've seen in relative prices from where we are today compared to when the National Cotton Council does its survey. But if you look at the survey results compared to a year ago, we're generally seeing in places where cotton acres are falling, most of those acres appear to be going into soybeans.